Well, Australia is about to get a new fire danger rating system. The system we currently use is called the Forest Fire Danger Index, and it was devised in the 60s. It includes those very familiar coloured roadside fire warning signs, you know, with the red indicator. For the past 3 years, fire experts have reviewed the science behind those signs and how we humans respond to them. Greg Anoff is Program Director of the National Fire Danger Rating System Program at the Australasian Fire and Emergency Service Authorities Council. He's been speaking at a major fire prevention conference this week in Sydney, organised by the International Association of Wildland Fire. Greg Anoff, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Thank you. Good morning.
So, Greg, what's wrong with the system we have now with those big coloured signs?
Well, there's a few things that we can certainly improve with them. They've done us well for the last, well, many, many years. And science is, as you alluded to, 50-year-old science, and it's been very useful to date, but there's a lot better science about how fires behave around that has come up over the last 50 years, and we can't build that directly into the current system. So we're aiming to use that better science, which understands all the different fuel types better, because the current system is only based really on the forest fires around Sydney and Melbourne, the dry eucalypt forests, and grass fires. So if we can look at Australia, the vegetation, about 25% of it is spinifex grassland, and that's just the current meters just don't represent fire behaviour in that area. So we can certainly improve the science.
But why do us driving past these fire signs and trying to decide whether to have a barbecue or not, why do we need to know whether it's going to be a spinifex fire that's going to burn quickly or, I guess what I'm saying is after the Black Saturday fires, a new category, catastrophic or code red in Victoria, was added to the roadside signs to describe conditions more extreme than those thought likely by the current system. What more? How much can you convey with one public warning system, I guess?
Oh, you can convey a lot, and we're doing social science, social research at the moment to look at how people understand or don't understand the current system. And many people find the current system confusing with too many levels, and they don't understand what it actually means, what their calls to action are. So part of the project we're doing is to get an understanding about how people understand fire danger and how they want that information presented to them.
And what are you finding from that? That's quite extensive. I think you've surveyed 5,500 people and you've got 45 workshops have already been held. So what are you finding out from that?
Well, the preliminary results are that there are too many levels. They don't understand the difference between the levels and they want clearer messaging about what they should do at each of the levels. And without knowing what the final result's going to be, because we're just going out to survey 5,500 people again with the final questions, it's likely to be that less levels are better than more levels. So that's probably where we're going to move to for the public information. But certainly, look, the public don't need to know whether they're in danger because of spinifex or grass or forest or pine. But our system needs to be able to tell them what the fire behaviour and the fire danger is in the area that they're in. And at the back end, we'll have all those different fire behaviour models. We're currently using 8 of the newest ones that are around. And that will translate into what those messages are and what that fire danger is.
Yep.
For the public. So they'll get the front end of it. They won't need to worry about the back end of it.
Yeah, and of course, you know, the current system and those big signs was devised in the 60s. In the 60s, we didn't have the benefit of all this computer modelling that that people like you and the firefighters have and the Bureau has at their hands. And we also didn't carry around mobile phones, for instance, and weren't on social media much of the time. So presumably a new system wouldn't be necessarily reliant for us looking out for the big roadside sign. We'll be looking on social media and that can transfer a lot more information more quickly, can't it?
It can, and that's going to be the next 3 years, is working out the most effective way of doing that to give you the best possible information. So it may be we currently use an area like a total fire ban area or a fire weather area to convey what the fire danger is for that area for 24 hours of the day. It may be that we can go to smaller dot point information, so people with their phone, they know where they are, they can get a message on their app that tells them what the fire danger is currently or forecast for their area. And not only that, what times of the day it might be up in the higher levels. And you see that with ultraviolet index at the moment. So you get a graph in the paper every day that tells you when the bad times of the day are to wear a hat and to keep out of the sun. So we can take those same sort of approaches with fire danger.
Okay, so are we going to make these coloured signs, roadside signs, they'll be a thing of the past? Is it fair to say that?
They may be complementary, but they may not be as important. So the question with those signs is keeping them accurate and keeping them up to date and having yes. enough of them to give you the information. So with so many more means of communication now with mobile phones and internet and the like, I think we can use other technologies to convey to most people what the fire danger is, but some people will still find those signs useful. So I think they'll still have a place, but I think we need to be smart about how we use all the other communication means.
All right, Greg, thank you very much. Good luck with the job ahead.
Thank you very much, Fran.
Greg Ainoff, Program Director of the National Fire Danger Rating System Program at the Australasian Fire and Emergency Service Authorities Council. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 8:45.